The Associated General Contractors of Georgia, AGC Georgia, recently partnered with Ace Electric, Inc., Choate Construction Company, and West Construction Company to host construction students from high schools in 26 local counties for the Southeast Georgia Skills Challenge. The event was held on Thursday, November 2, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Bullock County Agricultural Complex. Statesboro High School's architecture and construction students won first place overall at the Southeast Georgia Skills Challenge. This skills challenge is one of 8 regional events held throughout Georgia that will host over 2,300 students from nearly 100 schools. Competitions held at the Southeast Georgia Skills Challenge included Blueprint Reading Carpentry Electrical Heavy Equipment Operation Masonry Plumbing Roofing and Welding. SHS students who are members of the school Skills USA chapter came out on top over 15 area high schools who had come to compete in blueprint reading, carpentry, electrical, heavy machinery, masonry, plumbing, roofing and welding, shared Haley Green of Bullock County Schools. These Statesboro students also earned individual awards and will now advance to the Skills USA State Leadership and Skills Competition in February 2024. Carson Wabina, first place in carpentry. Jack Blackman, second place in electrical wiring. Ricky Aquilar, second place in masonry. And Cole Phillips, third place in plumbing. Left to right. Senator Billy Hickman, Mark Woodall, AGC Senior Director of Governmental Affairs, Representative Lehman Franklin. Several public officials and AGC Georgia executives had thoughts to share on the success of the event. With all the economic development coming to our area, it's great to see AGC's collaboration in preparing the future for the workforce needed to meet the growing demand, stated Representative Lehman Franklin. We're very fortunate to have the Skills USA Challenge competition here today, agreed Senator Billy Hickman. We have 16 high schools represented here today. More importantly, with our current workforce shortage in Georgia, these skills challenges help us reach out to our high schools and train those students interested in trade occupations and careers. This competition shows high school students that there are other options available to them other than college, and that these trade occupations could provide them with great careers and salaries. AGC Georgia CEO Mike Dunham agreed with both sentiments of the state representatives and added, "Some of the annual highlights of this competition are seeing the excitement of the students. Also, having the parents come out and watch their students compete is always a highlight. Oftentimes, many of these students are just starting out and learning about these trades. And many find that through their schooling and these challenges that it is something that they could pursue and enjoy as a career. We grow the support for the Skills USA Challenge each year by inviting in new exhibitors and contractors who help us continuously make this event happen. Additionally, this year is the first time that we are acting as qualifier for the Skills USA Challenge, which will have its state event in February 2024. And if competitors win at state, then they will go on to nationals being held in Atlanta in June 2024. Mark Woodall, AGC Georgia Senior Director of Governmental Affairs, agreed and concluded that, "One of the items that I am tasked with is inviting in influencers, senators, and House representatives, who may have an impact on the budget for such events like Skills USA Challenges. This is the third year that we are here at this Bullock County Ag Complex venue and we have multiple high schools competing today. We will recognize the top 3 places in each event and we are excited to see each of these students have a great time today." For more information about Skills Challenges, please visit www.agcga.org/skills. Read the Skills USA Challenge pre-story here.